A former Oklahoma bank CEO pleads guilty to fraud after the bank's collapse. And an Edmond teacher sues former state superintendent Ryan Walters and the State Department of Education over social media posts. Details coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, May 12th. I'm McDaniels. The former president and CEO of a failed Oklahoma bank is pleading guilty to fraud. KGOU's Logan Layden has details.
Danny Siebel, the former CEO and president of the now-defunct First National Bank of Lindsay, has pleaded guilty to one count of bank fraud, according to a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Oklahoma. Court documents say Siebel issued loans to personal friends and neighbors that were never repaid and manipulated bank records and falsified reports to overstate loan performance, using new loans and the bank's own funds to cover overdrafts along the way. He faces up to 30 years in prison and a fine of up to $1 million. The bank failed shortly after Siebel was fired in late 2024. In Oklahoma City, I'm Logan Layden.
An Edmond teacher who found himself the target of former state superintendent Ryan Walters is fighting back. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the educator is suing Walters and the state for defamation and more.
In July of 2024, the State Department of Education considered an order to suspend and then revoke Reagan Kilacki's teaching certificate. At issue was a five-year-old photo of Kilacki and his children at a costume shop. One child wore a Trump mask and another held up a plastic sword. In September of 2024, Walters reposted a Libs of TikTok post with a photo of Kilacki, alleging he was acting out stabbing President Donald Trump. Walters captioned his post with, quote, "There is never a time that threatening a former president is appropriate. We will not tolerate it in Oklahoma schools." After a back and forth that lasted over a year, current Superintendent Lyndall Fields dismissed the revocation application. But Kilacki alleges in a new lawsuit that Walters and the State Department violated his due process rights and defamed him, among other claims. Kilacki is suing for damages in excess of $75,000. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
State Attorney General Gittner Drummond has filed a lawsuit against Temu, accusing the company of illegally collecting user data and violating customer privacy. The lawsuit claims the shopping app secretly gathers sensitive information from users. The suit also accuses Temu of selling counterfeit products tied to brands including the Oklahoma City Thunder, Oklahoma State University, and University of Oklahoma. Drummond said the company used deceptive business practices that exploited consumers while putting Oklahomans' personal data at risk. A Temu spokesperson said the company denies the allegations and intends to defend itself. The Oklahoma City Thunder once again are heading to the NBA Western Conference Finals. In a game that ended after midnight Central Time, OKC capped a sweep of the Los Angeles Lakers with a 115-110 victory in Game 4. Despite the Lakers leading the contest entering the fourth quarter, OKC outscored LA 35-26 in the final 12 minutes. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led OKC in scoring with 35 points, followed by A.J. Mitchell with 28 and Chet Holmgren with 16. The Thunder now await the winner of the San Antonio Spurs and Minnesota Timberwolves. That series is currently tied at 2 games apiece. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.